front and in the secondary. What are some of the difficulties that they give you, especially, I know, the second-best team in the NFL in the red zone?
Yeah, well, you see size up front. They're very powerful, big, difficult to move, displace. So it's hard to get a consistent running game. Of course, they've had some injuries with their linebackers, so I'm sure they're feeling there's inconsistent. But we see the ability level. We see the spark's a good thing. So we know we get our challenges. And then you couple that with they're one of those teams that is going to make it difficult to get in the rhythm because they pressure so much. They're going to be willing to gamble, take chances, and sometimes it's hard to get a consistent movement package going. But what you hope is that there's going to be some chances for some big plays, and that you capitalize them when they're available.
Anything special they do in the red zone that makes them so good at keeping teams out of the end zone?
You know what, we're really in our process tonight is when we zoom in on the red zone. So I didn't want to – all I've watched is the game film and cut-ups and everything else but red zone. But I'd be able to answer that for you tomorrow a little bit more effectively. But right now I'm kind of hazarding a guess. Not that you see, just that you got some good players. And, of course, you got some experienced players that are very, very capable of studying film, getting a sense of your tendencies, and they're willing to gamble and take some chances. And, you know, the names are well-known.
Kevin, a lot of times safeties make individual plays. Ed Reed is like one of the all-time greats at his position. So why is that? Is it strictly his athleticism? What is the primary reason?
I mean, that's certainly the starting point. I mean, the guy's got some ability. When I see him, once he either has a pick or picks up a fumble or something like that, you know, he looks like he's 22 years old again. You hear about the injuries and the age and this and that. You don't see that when he starts running with the ball. You're kind of holding your breath. But I think as much as the athleticism, which is obvious, is that he looks like a guy that does a lot of film study and has a great sense of what you're doing. Mm-hmm. So his anticipation is tremendous. You know, he really sees what's unfolding. And he's one of those guys that has phenomenal confidence in his ability to diagnose what's happening. Mm-hmm. So he's going to take chances that not everybody would take. And because of his knowledge coupled with his athleticism, many of those gambles pay off, you know. So he's somebody you got to be in tune with and aware of at all times.
Are you going to have? Are you confident you'll have your full offensive line this Sunday?
I have no idea. You know, they haven't practiced yet. We're hopeful. I know the toughness of the guys. I know their desire to play. Because of that, I'm expecting them to play. But you know, they haven't practiced yet, and you know, we haven't seen them out there on the field. So I think they'll play. But I mean, that's just my confidence in them because of the type of people that they are.
What did you see from Cordell on Sunday?
I mean, Jimmy tried. You know, he battled. He fought. He gave you everything he has. So, I mean, when someone does that, I'm never disappointed. As long as you're giving your best, and he certainly does that.
Speaking of anticipation, do you think you might see Ray Lewis on the other side?
Oh, who knows? You guys would know better than I. You're more in tune with what's going on there than I am. I mean, it wouldn't shock me. You know, I know he's trying to come back, and I know with the number of injuries that they've had at the linebacker position, it certainly wouldn't surprise me in any way. I know that they're looking for a spark. Certainly his return would help to, you know, galvanize them a little bit, but I mean, I have no idea.